Thank you for calling Live South. It's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. I just actually called in and I spoke with someone else. I'm not quite sure who it was, but
Okay.
they put me through into the voicemail for Mike, and then the call I think might have disconnected or ended. Do you think you can just put me back in there?
Yeah, sure can.
Cool,
Hold on just
thank
a
you.
moment.
You're on hold with Lift South, in business since 1989, and your Heli forklift dealer. Heli.
Hey Mike, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. Who are you with again? I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank out in San Diego, California. And I was just, I didn't want to take up much of your time. I'm sure you're busy, but I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approval that we had sent to the business. It was based on some lending with Everbank, if you recall. Sorry, U.S. Bank, not Everbank, for some equipment. Does that ring a bell?
U.S. Bank, and what's your, you're going to have to say that again. I couldn't catch what the relationship is and what you're talking about.
Oh, sure, no problem. I was just following up on an offer that we had sent out from Bank of Cardiff, based on the relationship that you had with U.S. Bank. It looks like you did some equipment financing, if that was correct.
Yes.
And, I just wanted to follow up with you and see if you guys had anything in the pipeline coming up at all as we approach the end of the year here.
As far as customers of ours that need financing?
Customers of yours, yourself, anyone really. If you guys have customers that come in that, don't get approved by bigger banks in order to get loans, things like that.
Well, I don't know. I can never exactly tell what we've got coming up. I'm dealing with one customer right now, relatively small amount of money.
Right.
We usually send first a credit app to Wells Fargo.
Right.
They offer real good terms and rates, but they don't accept everybody.
Exactly, which is why I was kind of wondering, because what we do here is, we accept, we work with credit tiers A to D. So a lot of the times when, they get denied from the bigger banks, we're typically able to give them funds here. So I was just kind of wondering if you guys had customers that come in and, get denied and aren't able to purchase from you, where we might be able to help them out, too.
You're welcome to send me your contact information.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got some, I guess you'd call secondary lenders now that we deal with periodically when we have situations like that.
Exactly.
I would like to ask you, you mentioned U.S. Bank. Is there someone at U.S. Bank that would recommend you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Someone at U.S. Bank that would give a reference for you, for your bank?
No, they would not. So what it was is that on the UCC public filing system, it just shows your history
with
U.S. Bank. So that's how we based it on you as a creditworthy business. But for us, we can, we're able to give out loans to people with, bad credit, people who have, low bank statements at the end of the month, things like that. So that's why I was just kind of wondering if you had people that get denied. And we also have a match or beat policy. So any offers for equipment from other banks, if we get those offer letters here, we are actually able to typically beat them, not just match them. Because equipment finance is our bread and butter. So.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, if you're welcome to send me your contact information.
Yeah, definitely. What's a good email for you?
Mike1, the number one,
at
liftsouth.com.
At liftsouth.com. All right. Yeah, I can definitely shoot over like an informational kind of email to you, and maybe follow up with you in a couple of weeks, see if anything came up.
That's fine.
All right. I'll definitely be doing that for you then.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem, Mike. You have a good weekend. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.